Right now, it is time to bring in Mike Causey. It is time to check sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I've been waiting to speak to you since the end of the San Francisco game.
Okay.
As someone who is a bettor, you bet at the racetrack. Everybody knows that.
Bet on horses, not sports.
Yep. And there's a good reason why. Now there's legalized betting, right? People can bet. Well, the end of the 49ers game in Arizona, I didn't think anything about the play itself. I said to myself, my gosh, I wonder what the spread of this game is, because it went from a 30-26 game to a 36-26 game.
It was like 5.5, wasn't it, or something?
No, here's what's even worse. It was 9.5. So, you know how many things happened? How many people with that last touchdown?
And you know what the best part about it was? They didn't let him kick the extra point either.
No. No.
They didn't let him kick the extra point.
Sometimes the NFL brings this upon themselves.
Yeah. Why didn't they let him kick the extra point?
Why didn't they let him kick the extra point, or why didn't they have the common sense to say that wasn't a fumble? You know what I mean? I mean, why put your...
Oh, it was.
I know it was. Of course it was. But, I mean, it was Mike, it's a typical NFL thing.
Oh, yeah. It's fixed.
It's unbelievable.
How many times does a guy at that point in the game just fall on a ball and lay on it? I mean, there's so many scenarios you can bring up with the NFL. They're inside the 2-yard line. They kneel down. When they score a touchdown, the line flips. There's a million of them. Yesterday was just another one, and I was laughing because I saw it, and I texted my friend, and I said, just another reason why you don't bet football games.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, how did we do yesterday anyways, this one?
You went 2-1. You had San Francisco, New Orleans, and lost with the Eagles. Told you don't take the Eagles. Yeah. And Buffalo, Minnesota, and Oakland all won for me. So I'm 41-14, and you're 33-22.
All right. And tonight's game is?
Don't know. Let me see. See now, if I can find
I'm
it.
Right here. I'm right here.
I think it's a rat game.
I'm almost positive it's got to be a rat game. Where is it? Right here. Okay. NFL Network. Jeez, you know, they make these things so hard to get to.
Oh, yeah, I know. I had the NFL up. They had everything except tonight's game on it.
All right, here we go. Tonight's game will be the Steelers. Oh, no, the game's over. Hang on. Oh, the Chiefs and the Chargers at the Chargers.
Oh, I definitely got to bet Crybaby Rivers against him, so I'm taking Kansas City.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that's just the way. Yeah.
Cry me a Rivers.
Yeah.
That's what they should call him.
So there's that. Oh, so anyway, so yesterday, it really shows you how NFL is just in weird shape. I mean, I'm looking at the scores from yesterday.
We could sum it up with two words, but we'd probably get thrown off the air.
I mean, the Cowboys, the vaunted Cowboys, supposedly the NFC East, just got by the Lions, and the Lions
without a quarterback,
who didn't have their quarterback. That's exactly right.
The Falcons win again.
The Broncos almost beat the Vikings.
Biggest comeback in franchise history, right?
Yeah. The Patriots and the Eagles are separated by a touchdown. The Bears are dead now. The Rams beat them. I mean, it's just
how
weird.
Does this guy Kobiski have a job? Is that his name? The quarterback of the Bears?
Trubisky, I think it is.
Oh my God, is he terrible?
Yeah, he'd be a perfect backup quarterback. Sometimes he'd be perfect, and sometimes he'd be lousy. Remember Scott Bruner?
He'd be a perfect guy throwing peanuts in the stands.
But you remember Scott Bruner when he was a backup quarterback?
Oh, how good. Bruner's better than this guy.
But how good he was. But then once he started playing, people saw he's not so good all the time.
Okay. He's terrible. Yeah. I mean, Chicago's a town like New York where they're real vocal. They don't take anything. I'd love to see the Chicago papers today. He made some passes last night. I was like, can this guy see? Does he know what he's? Does he have a clue what he's doing?
Yeah, it's amazing.
He stinks.
And they're stuck with him.
Yeah, then they give him a lot of money. And they drafted him ahead of the guy Jackson.
Yeah.
There's two good quarterbacks came out of that same draft. And he was drafted ahead of him, and the Bears moved up to get him. Trubisky. Yeah, that's his name, Trubisky. My God, is he terrible. He says his hip hurts. Yeah, it's more than his hip hurts.
That's right. There's a lot of people whose wallets hurt because of Trubisky.
Man, is he bad.
Yeah, he really is. He's just plain too inconsistent, but anyway, so. All right, what else do you want to talk about in sports?
The Islanders keep winning.
Who'd they beat?
They beat Toronto Saturday night. They're on a roll. They're playing real good hockey.
Could it be?
Oh, no, it's too early to say that. But they're 14-3-1. Winning on the home and on at home and on the road, scoring goals, playing good. They're just playing real good hockey. 9-0-1 in their last 10.
Wow.
And then you look at the bottom and you see the Devils and the Rangers. The Devils are on a 2-game winning streak and they're still not at 500.
Isn't that sad?
They stink. They're terrible.
So now, you didn't have any races this week, or did you have one?
Yeah, we just picked one. We had the winner. Mr. Misunderstood paid $11.20. They bet this one horse admissions office off the board. They made him like 4-5. I was like, are these people out of their minds? Sure enough, and got a nice price with Mr. Misunderstood. I thought he would pay maybe $7. He paid $11.20. That was a good bet.
All right.
But racing this weekend was terrible. It was far-fetched to find some good races. And even when I didn't find a lot of good races, I screwed up. I had a nice pick four bet at Aqueduct, and I was hemming on horn and spending 24, 18, 20. I went for the 18, left one horse out. That horse beat me. Pick four paid 700 and change. Very easy to hit. I didn't have it. I was mad. I didn't beat the cat, though.
All right. Well, I guess I'll check with you tomorrow. We'll dig up some sports to talk about.
Yeah. Hey, didn't the Knicks win a game this weekend?
I thought they lost.
Or they lost again?
They lost by
like something. I think they might have won Friday and lost again Saturday.
They lost by
like
a couple of points on Saturday.
Let's take a real quick look at the standings for the NBA before we go on our way for today. Where are the Knicks? Oh, there they are. Oh, you got to look at the bottom. Just look at the bottom. They're 3-10.
Yeah.
3-10.
Yeah.
And the Nets, who were supposed to be good, are 5-7. The Fakers are 11-2. Wow.
Yeah, they're having a good year so far.
Oh my God. I guess getting a guy from New Orleans is a big difference for that team.
Well, he appears to be a bigger difference than getting when they got you know who.
I won't even say his name.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You can go order some chop suey.
Okay.
Cool. Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.